Hello, and welcome to 90 Second News, issue 153. Today is Friday, April 9th. Good morning, everyone, and congrats on making it to the end of the week. A true cat-and-mouse advertising game. According to a recent report, Procter & Gamble, one of the world's largest advertisers, has been working in correspondence with a Chinese trade group to help develop techniques that could be used to bypass Apple's new planned privacy procedures. This new strategy, entitled CADE, works by gathering iPhone user data through device fingerprinting algorithms. While many companies are also currently working on ways to avoid Apple's new software update, an Apple spokesman said quite simply, apps that are found to disregard the user's choice will be rejected. You have to pay the toll. While the infamous Ever Given isn't stuck in the Suez Canal anymore, it's not quite free yet. Currently, the ship is being held by the Egyptian government until the owners of the ship agree to a compensation payout for the costs invoked by blocking one of the largest trade channels in the world. Osama Rabi, chairman of the Suez Canal Authority, said last week that the current number being negotiated is around $1 billion, which would account for the loss of fees, the operation to free the ship, and other miscellaneous costs. Hey Alexa, open a grocery store. Amazon confirmed yesterday that it is finally opening its first set of grocery stores on the East Coast. The locations announced yesterday were Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Maryland. But no dates were given for the openings, and no further details were disclosed other than that the stores will be creating hundreds of new job opportunities. If the new stores are fresh stores, shoppers will be able to utilize Just Walk Out technology and other high-tech features. From cars to iPads, this isn't ideal. Thanks to a continuation of the semiconductor shortage problem, both Apple and General Motors announced yesterday that their manufacturing plants would be cutting production due to a lack of supplies. In GM's case, that means three additional plants will be slowed down or shut down, and Apple indicated that production of their MacBooks and iPads have been postponed. To help the situation, President Biden is meeting with the chip manufacturers next week to determine how to form a robust supply chain. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.